We have on the line the Honourable Member for Warringah, Tony Abbott, the Prime Minister of Australia. Thank you for joining us on the program.
Greg, it's a pleasure to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Tony, you're just back from the NPA area of Australia. It's a really fascinating area. Tell us your thoughts on it.
Well, you're right. It is a fascinating area. I'm just at Horn Island Airport taking off to go to Sydney, but I've spent 3 days in the NPA, and before that I was 2 days in Thursday Island and the Torres Strait, and before that I was a day in northern Western Australia. So I really had a solid week of spending time with the Indigenous people in remote parts of our country. The great thing that I saw in the NPA were extraordinarily transformed schools, thanks to explicit and in some cases direct instruction. We really do have transformed schools. The classes that I was in at Bamaga and at Ingenue were full of kids that are focused, energised, engaged, disciplined, and having spent a lot of time over the years in Indigenous classrooms, this is a remarkable transformation.
Yeah, we were there talking to Yolanda at the school, and some of the kids came on the program while we were up there broadcasting, and it struck me as the confidence that these children ooze at the age they're at, it really blew us out of the water.
Look, I was present for a year six class. Mr. De Silva, their teacher, James De Silva, terrific teacher. I was watching them do their maths revisions and or consolidations, I think they're called, and really, really impressive. Then I did a Q&A with the class, and these are very bright kids. They're very confident kids. They've got good values, and I have to say, judging by the questions they ask, they've got some shrewd insights into the wider world.
Tony, I was talking to Warren just recently. We won't go into all the things that he was talking about, some of the exciting things coming out of there, but the one that stuck in my mind was a ranch with sea cucumbers. There's some incredible things coming out of that part of the world.
And look, what we need to try to do is continue to develop economic opportunity in the Torres Strait, far north Queensland. We do need to try to further develop an economic base, so that it won't just be a great place for people to live, it'll be a great place for people to work and ultimately invest and employ as well. Aquaculture has obviously got a lot of potential. The cattle industry in North Queensland has traditionally been a mainstay. It's kind of run down a bit in Cape York in recent times, but it'd be great to see it build up again. So I think it is important to look at these, and obviously, the key to all of this is getting better infrastructure in, and that's why I'll have a bit more to say about the Peninsula Development Road in the not-too-distant future.
I can't wait to hear that one. We also saw the at Satia, the meatworks back working, churning out local beef that wasn't available in the supermarkets, and many, many positive things. But one of the things for the future that may hinge on how well it goes for the development of that white paper is native title. And I spoke to Warren about this a couple of days ago, about a concept of excising sacred sites out of native title, locking them up with a caveat, and then holding that sacred, and then go ahead and changing tenure, landhold tenure on some of the other land. So what are your thoughts on that?
Well, Greg, I think that's a pretty sensible idea, I've got to say. I think it's really, really important that the sacred sites be protected, but I also think it's really, really important that native title land be an economic asset and not just a spiritual one. And this means being able to turn native title into more economically usable forms of title, including freehold. It means being able to turn communal title into individual title. Interestingly, I was in Broome on Sunday, and that's just what's happened in Broome under the leadership of Pat Dodson. The Land Council there has managed to turn some parcels of native title land into freehold, which is now being sold off to people. And it's a way of turning title into funding, which I think is a pretty smart thing to do, and what Pat Dodson has done, I think is almost unique. But hopefully, it'll be something which takes on in other parts of Australia, including the NPA.
Yeah, they're trialling that through some of the docket communities in Queensland right now. That very same concept, so it's starting to grow. Look, I know you're on a very short timeline, especially when it comes to aeroplanes and not missing them. But one final question, I'd just love to know whether you've got to eat that famous crayfish pie.
Look, Greg, that's a really important question. And, you know, the local member, Warren Inch, kept telling me that I hadn't really been to Bamaga until I had a crayfish pie. And I went to the bakery. It's a locally owned business. There's a few locally owned businesses there, which is really good. But I tell you, that crayfish pie was just about as good a pie as any I'd ever tasted. It was absolutely magnificent.
On that note, Tony Abbott, the Minister for Prime Minister for Australia, thank you so much for being on the program.
Good on you. Nice to be with you, Greg, and nice to be with you.
Thank you.